This is VOA News. By a remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Residents in the Russian city of Perm are still rattled after a gunman opened fire in a university there Monday morning, leaving 8 people dead and others wounded, according to Russia's investigative committee. The gunman has been detained, according to the Interior Ministry. The Perm State University press service said the perpetrator used so-called traumatic firearms, such as guns designed to fire non-lethal rubber or plastic projectiles, but can be modified to fire other ammunition. Students and staff of the university locked themselves in rooms, and the university urged those who could leave the campus to do so. The state TASS news agency cited an unnamed source, and the law enforcement is saying that some students jumped out of windows or of the building. Warning of a potential new Cold War. The head of the United Nations implored China and United States to repair their completely dysfunctional relationship, as he puts it, before problems between the two large and deeply influential countries spill over even further into the rest of the planet. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke to the Associated Press this weekend ahead of this week's annual United Nations Gathering of World Leaders, a convening blemished by COVID climate concerns and contentiousness across the planet. Guterres said the world's two major economic powers should be cooperating on climate and negotiating more robustly on trade and technology, even given persisting political fissures about human rights, economics, online security, and sovereignty in the South China Sea. Again, that meeting is supposed to begin on this Monday within hours. And again, he is warning of a potential new Cold War between the United States and China. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron will speak in the coming days with U.S. President Joe Biden in their first contact since a major diplomatic crisis erupted between France and the United States over a submarine deal with Australia. The phone call is at the request of Biden. That's according to a government spokesman, and saying that there was shock and anger at first in France over news of a deal, but now it's time to try to move forward, he said. What the French now call a grave crisis erupted over the sudden surprise end to a 2016 contract worth at least $66 billion between France and Australia to build 12 conventional diesel-electric submarines. Instead, Australia signed on with the United States and Britain for 8 nuclear-powered submarines. France insists it was not informed of the deal in advance. Russia's dominant Kremlin-backed party appears set to retain the two-thirds majority in the parliament that allows it to change the constitution, according to preliminary results Monday morning. The election is seen as an important part of Russian President Vladimir Putin's efforts to cement his grip on power ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Results from about 90% of the country's polling stations give the ruling United Russia Party 49.65% of the vote for the 225 seats apportioned by party list. That's according to the Central Election Commission. Another 225 lawmakers will be chosen by individual races, and the results on Monday morning. The U.S. Flew Haitians camped in a Texas border town back to their homeland Sunday and tried blocking others from crossing the border from Mexico in a massive show of force that signaled the beginning of what could be one of America's swiftest large-scale expulsions of migrants or refugees in decades. More than 320 migrants arrived in Port-au-Prince on 3 flights, and Haiti said 6 flights were expected Tuesday. And all U.S. authorities moved to expel many of the more than 12,000 migrants camped around a bridge in Del Rio, Texas, after crossing from Mexico. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, seeking to carve out a lead ahead of the September 20th elections, accused his main rival of showing weak leadership in the fight against COVID-19. Opinion polls show Trudeau's center-left liberals are tied with the right of center conservatives, led by Erin O'Toole, and appear set to fail in their bid to win a parliamentary majority in Monday's vote. More at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.